tuning in to another special Overseas Connection podcast. Today we tackle the Sony press conference, Mystery Science Theater 3000 style, if you will.
That's right, MST3K.
Yeah, so it's myself, Greg DeLacy, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hello.
Yes, Rich, and of course, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Cheers.
And yeah, so we're pretty pumped. Now, a few of us have actually already caught it because we're on a replay of this. For time's sake, we're going to speed a little bit into the conference. It was a rather lengthy conference. We're going to pick up at the kind of, I think, where most gamers are interested in, which is where they kick off the PS4 commentary and they talk about the PlayStation 4. But a couple little highlights before that were singled out was The Walking Dead 400 coming to the PS Vita. And then on the PS3, they kind of re-highlighted out Beyond Two Souls, Gran Turismo 6, of course The Last of Us, getting a lot of attention from everybody. And then Batman Origins also was a point of conversation and topic with some exclusive DLC coming to that franchise for the PlayStation 3. But yeah, so next thing you should start hearing is the Sony event.
Now, PlayStation 3 was an epic
good old Jack Trenton on stage.
But we continue to dream
of more
immersive
and innovative experience.
I've been spelling his name
wrong on Twitter. I thought it was Trenton.
PlayStation 4 represents the platform.
He's part of the mafia. He will come back and kill you.
It's a platform that demonstrates
probably not, because you're
going to
buy his console.
PlayStation stands for.
You love him.
A relentless focus on the gamer, an inspired community of
inspired
developers, a powerful set of tools, and the long-standing legacy of PlayStation's commitment.
In retrospect, watching this, it's kind of comical because you almost get the feeling, I can't wait to say what I know.
About PlayStation 4.
Andrew House. Who's this?
This is guy honestly annoys me to no end.
He's apparently the president and CEO or something.
Thank you, Jack.
Sony Computer Entertainment Incorporated.
It's a thrill to be with you all today.
Yeah, but
as you've already seen, PlayStation is in a state of rapid
evolution. I don't know. He's got kind of pointy little ears.
With the arrival of PlayStation 4, we have a console of unparalleled power.
You don't like him because he's
British.
This
means new experiences.
I was going to ask that. I wasn't sure for sure.
It does have a lot to do with it.
Cloud-based technology.
Probably.
And a system architecture capable of handling the most intricate ideas developers can conceive. We know gamers can't wait to see the PS4 product design. It is a design that is sleek.
I'm pretty sure this is where I was screaming on Twitter yesterday. Just show us the hardware.
Just do it.
Just get it over with.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to introduce the PlayStation 4.
Oh, here comes the hardware, Rich. Are you ready? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Dun-dun. I always love it when there's big, heavy drums.
Sony's the master at, drums and dubstep.
It's like I'm watching a performance of Stomp. Hey, a black box. Yay. I feel like there's a bunch of monkeys dancing around it right now. 2001 and, Space Odyssey. No. All right.
Yeah, I'm not overly excited by the box.
It's
I have
a parallelopiped. Who doesn't want a parallelopiped?
Yeah. Nobody seems to really have come with a lot of ingenuity on their shapes. This next generation.
Very modern. Many people slagging off the designer.
It's very modern and minimalist. The thing is, it's not enormous.
No. Although it does look enormous against him.
Well, he's tiny. I mean, look, that Chinese man is taller than him.
And to the whole PlayStation design, engineering, and development team. Thank you for being.
They're the small islands that rules the world.
In the pursuit of a revolutionary new console.
Not anymore, they don't.
And one that is worthy of the PlayStation heritage.
After this conference, they might.
You're right, he's Japanese.
Thank you. Now leave the stage. And why are you wearing a t-shirt?
This is a completely
not only a
new platform,
but an undershirt.
And in many ways represents a completely new PlayStation. But what's always been true is that PlayStation is defined by breakthrough.
The good news is a majority of it has like matte finish.
And this philosophy
so you're not going to have
any like my shiny PS3.
We strive to ensure that our services
but
are relevant and meaningful.
As many have pointed out, the shinier the object
and
when it's black,
platform on PlayStation
the more
Network
dust it collects.
Is unique in that we
that
focus
doesn't bother
on
me.
Our fans
and curated content. Yeah, I'm not bothered either. Chris has got his special wax for doing his car, so he can sort
that. That's true.
I haven't waxed the PS3 yet. I haven't thought about it.
We're now more than ever capitalizing
to see if I can find some plastic wax. I'm sure I could use like of Sony divisions interior and living up to Sony's reputation surface protectant or something that you would use. Powerful entertainment brands in the world.
It's now my pleasure to introduce and welcome to the stage for the first time CEO of Sony Entertainment and Chairman and CEO of Sony Pictures Entertainment, Michael Winton.
I'm pretty sure at this point a lot of people were like, oh dear God, they're doing exactly what we didn't want them to do. They're talking movies, they're talking television.
Thank you,
no,
Andy.
But look what they've got up there. Breaking
PlayStation
Bad.
Gamers
what can you say?
Are some of the most passionate entertainment fans we've ever seen. So it's an incredible honor to be with you here today.
This dude is reading everything he's saying. Live tonight,
for our entertainment company, why, Mr. Matthew, how can you tell that by his shifty eyes going back down to the bottom of the stage?
It wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that he's staring at his feet.
Look, they've actually got Wheel of Fortune up on that board.
Yeah, man.
Wheel of Fortune trumps Price is Right every time.
We
are about the opportunity to deliver next-generation entertainment that is curated for gamers on PlayStation Network and PlayStation 4.
I love how they keep dropping gamers in
like
throughout
music
this.
And Video Unlimited, as well as Sony Pictures' own Crackle.
Crackle.
Sony Music Entertainment.
They've been given a ratio of how long they can leave it before they say the word gamers. Nine Inch Nails, each person will come out.
You know what's scary is that's probably pretty true.
Is committed to working closely with
it'd be better if they were
probably a directive.
The meow game.
Meow. And enhancement of Music Unlimited.
We like gamers.
As one of the largest.
Now we're going to show you some great games that we're developing right meow.
Sony Pictures has relationships.
Yes, and I apologize to the listeners. I know I said I was going to fast forward us to a part that you cared about. It is coming.
Oops.
The hardware. You like that.
You know what I'm going to invent? My contribution to mankind? A quiet blender.
Like a quiet blender.
Yeah.
And of course, Breaking Bad.
Well, I think blenders themselves can be fairly quiet. It's what you put in the blender.
Nah, bro. My blender, even empty?
Resident
Evil,
noisy.
Oh, yeah.
And the upcoming This Is the End.
Now, what would be amazing is you not only created the blender to be whisper quiet, almost silent, but also if you insulated the cup to where anything inside of it that was getting crushed was silent.
Yeah.
That.
You might want to pitch that to Nintendo because they might not be making hardware anymore, so they might have a lot of factories ready to make something.
I don't want them to make a software blender that you have to waggle.
And importantly, all of the new
they'll be like, oh, people want to experience their blending, so we'll have them shake it themselves.
Right, shut up now. It's starting to sound like Giant Bomb. We're talking shit. For the type of
entertainment gamers that's what we do on these special podcasts. It's not about the information that they relate to us. It's about what we tell the audience.
This doesn't bode well for Sony's presentation if we're talking shit about Nintendo during their conference.
Best content, network services, it's all right. It gets better, Chris. Honest.
I believe you. I'm just saying.
Sony Pictures will do everything in our power.
Something tells me this is going to finish in a very epic way.
Hashtag just saying.
Cutting-edge programming. Just saying. That is developed
with gamers. Yeah, your program's up there.
Gamers.
Look, Justified. Access
to incredible love that show. Content.
We look forward to
not sharing it with you ever again, Richard.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Thank
kidding.
You for having me
great
tonight.
Night.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
All right. You just said great night before Martin said it. Am I lagging behind again? What the fuck
never,
going on here?
That never happens,
thanks,
Greg.
Michael.
That never, Rich. That
we're
never
obviously
happens.
Very excited about working with Sony Pictures and the new
you
ways we'll
be
able
like
to curate
so.
Exclusive
you
content
maybe,
that will provide yet another
I think you're
reason
50 years
to be
behind.
Part of the PlayStation community.
I can live with that.
With the launch of PS4,
you still using
you
a horizontal
expect
vacuum
Sony
cleaner?
Entertainment Network, including Music Unlimited and Video
no,
Unlimited
we've got one of them little Dyson cylinder things.
The Video Unlimited service will be available on day one for PS4, offering the ability to rent
those
and
hands
own
are creepy.
More than 150,000 of the latest and
yeah,
best
it's always the oddest
TV
thing
shows.
To draw hands, and whoever drew
Music
that
Unlimited will
is
also
definitely
be
proving that.
Day one, offering access
is
to
it
its
drawing,
catalog
is that...
of more than
yeah,
20
I guess it's a drawing.
Songs.
No, I think it's computer generated, but still,
PlayStation
yeah.
platforms,
it's not like a picture of hands.
Tablets and iPhones.
It's like a rubber glove that's been blown up.
Today, we offer the leading media services on PlayStation, including Netflix,
really long
Amazon
arms,
or when it's on too tight. MLB TV. In fact, PS3
I think there's
is
a big,
the
big
number
head at
one
the back
device
of the stadium.
In the world for streaming Netflix
that would be awesome.
And we're adding new
Some giant
to our
dude back there.
I'm happy to announce that Redbox Instant by Verizon will be available to our U.S. gamers
you
very soon.
You must stop talking about
over 7,
movies.
7,000 movies on PS3, PS Vita, and PlayStation 4.
Well, at least Redbox have got somewhere to go when the fucking rental service goes up the shitter.
We're also bringing some of your favorite pay-per-view events to the platform soon. The new Live Events Viewer delivers PlayStation fans the best live, sporting, music, and entertainment events, live or on demand,
sporting,
from
TV, movies, everything we wanted
Finally,
to hear.
I'm happy to announce that beginning
but
this fall,
they kind of had to address this stuff, guys. I mean, as much as we're clowning on them, they completely didn't address it in the review.
For discovering,
somebody wanted to hear about Flixer. Movies. Come on.
All of these network services are further
just don't worry, it gets
of our
better.
Continued commitment to providing gamers
that,
the kinds
that's
of
my
music,
ratio
movies,
line that I've got
shows,
to keep throwing
live events, sports, and
there's something wrong with that dude's
that
bicep.
Love. And we're working hard to bring all of these services.
I'm completely distracted by the arms. There we go. The arms are gone. I can
of course,
focus now.
At its core, the PS4 is about delivering breakthrough gaming experiences. This is where our passion lies, and it's what keeps PlayStation fans coming back. Now I think it's time to take a closer look at what's been in the works in terms of game innovation and new titles.
Rich? We lost
to
Rich.
Give you a glimpse,
he'll come back in a second.
The creative work accomplished in the last year, please join
How
me
much you
in
want
welcoming
bet? Dollar to dollar.
The president
His battery
of
died.
Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide Studios, Shuhei Yoshida.
It's okay. All he was going to say is that it's going to get better, Chris. It's going to get better. So how, that was his contribution
Shuhei
to the podcast.
Shuhei Yoshida. How do you get Shuhei out of S-H-U?
I don't know, but this guy should not be on stage.
He's so excited that he just can't hide it.
No, just listen.
Thank you.
And I'm not trying to... I guess maybe I'm being a little bit prejudicial and...
For the last 5 years... Worldwide Studios have been an integral part of development of PS4. Our Worldwide Studios team consists of 14 studios, making it the largest first-party studio network in the world. Key members of this team have participated in designing, developing, and testing PS4 to make sure that it will become a platform on which game developers, big or small, can realize their wildest game ideas. As we approached the PS4 design, we looked at not only what game developers wanted, but also how consumers play and enjoy games these days. We, the gamers, use social media to
this
find
This is
out
just like this on the E3 press conferences. Things just go wrong.
I don't know. Did you watch the Microsoft press conference?
Oh yeah, the Battlefield. I mean, the most painful.
Like the payoff was great once it finally worked, but the
When people are so I didn't catch it in here, but apparently there's a few different times where, like in the Destiny game, it runs pretty rough.
Are they tweeting from the PlayStation? I don't want to tweet from the PlayStation. I don't.
Who care about games and share their feelings every day.
No, this is all about the design team having their input and stuff.
Oh, I see.
We have over 30 PS4 titles.
This really is about the end of
and
20
of them are planned to release in the first
the boring stuff.
Of the launch of
it really
PS4.
It really will get better, Chris. Rich wasn't lying.
Only an hour and 6 minutes in, and we're at the end of the boring stuff. All right.
Well, it did start pretty late, so I think a good half hour was just a blank screen saying Sony press conference will start soon. And Sony is always traditionally late with their press conferences, which after so many, you'd think they would be able to get it like going on time. I think they were busy rearranging certain slides for the end of the show. All right, here we go. Game. Santa Monica Studios, Ready at Dawn Studios.
For you. the best night in the world.
I don't know what to make of this one, by the way. For us.
All right.
For all of us. An age of scientific.
So right now what we're watching, this is the name of this game is The Order 1886.
Well, let's just let it roll, man.
I'm gonna let it roll. I'm not gonna spoil anything, I promise.
Jeez. Don't struggle endures. Oh, look, dirigibles.
The wall dividing life from death.
If there's a level where I have to drive a horse-drawn carriage, I'm out.
Its protectors so few. But for so few.
So horse-drawn carriages,
automatic weapons,
cartridge-fed automatic weapons.
Yes. Oh wait, there's some more interesting tidbits of technology.
Easy, boys. It's all right, Mum.
That seems pretty far from all right. Whoops.
Yeah.
That is a man's head. Oh, and wireless radios.
And wait.
Wait for it. That's like some kind of laser. Laser rifle bayonet thing.
Right. Did you catch the train overhead?
I did see the train.
The L train.
Yeah. And a Ruger.
It is, to say it's an odd mix.
Oh, nice. It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
It could be really cool, though. I gotta
real
say.
Real gun.
So yeah, the Order 1886.
Nah.
Rich, welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
we just got done watching the Order 1886.
Oh, damn, old. I like that. As you know, they
developed three that makes one
hey.
Of us.
Highest quality PSP titles with them. That looks good. Cool. One of the world's most respected studios.
Nah.
Next. I'd like to share with you the latest updates on
here,
the...
Richard, I'll send you where the timestamp is that we're at.
110.
Roughly. All teams yeah, there you go, 110. I'm trying to keep it seamless, but, you know.
Yeah, as you announce to the world that you're sending Rich's Skype message.
I know.
Pay no attention to the man behind the
camera. Never seen before levels of these titles on this stage here. For those of you watching the live stream
now... 110.30 coming up here fairly soon.
Put it this way, Greg. I'll ask you when my slow-ass computer gets its act together.
Fair enough.
And now I want to take a minute and show you some highlights of the exciting new features and elements of these titles.
Let me show you something. Okay, I will now take a timestamp.
For some reason, I'm having a really hard time. 110:49. Just go to 111.
Go to 111.
Do what you do best. I'm having a really hard time hearing it. Oh, should have been paying attention to the zip line.
Pretty sure this is, what is it, Killzone?
Yeah,
it is. I didn't pay attention, yeah.
It is, yeah. I think we're addressing the detractors from the reveal because they made a point of making sure that that was as colourful as it could get.
Oh, stun grenade. Knife to the throat.
Killzone's always looked really pretty.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never been a big Killzone fan. And it's mostly because I don't find the characters of Killzone all that interesting. This should interest you, Rich. Drive Club.
111.
As well as you, Mr. Matthew.
111.45.
Yes. 111.45. Yes. Everybody's listening to the audience. That's where we're at.
Let's do this. You can watch it with us. We keep giving you timestamps.
In case you want to follow along at home, we're at 1:12.
Yes, and you too can watch the Sony press conference right off the OverseasConnection.net homepage, where we have it up as a link.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, because we're just pulling this from YouTube.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not sending you to jail. Not yet.
I'm not going to jail.
I like the look of this a lot more than I did at the reveal, because it's giving you a bit of the story. Oh, you have any
idea how I also like the environment. It's kind of away from the city. It's refreshing.
Infamous Second Son.
This is how you want to leave your mark on the world, huh? Sorry, Rich, I'll just talk right over you.
No, that's fine. I didn't know they were talking about that.
All we know, we may be able to pass you through their security, you know, because you're not...
But were those Killzone guards?
...violent terrorists.
No, okay. They kind of look like it at first.
Could be in the DLC.
New symptoms, right?
It would be a crazy tie-in.
And of course, the only downside being that,
Infamous led to Killzone.
This is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just making shit up.
So having not played the normal Infamous, is this similar gameplay? Do you know?
Yeah, just a lot prettier.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it gets prettier.
You hit the town, you maybe swing by the Space Needle, always wanted to see it, and then we're back home to save some lives.
And
you realize when we hit the town.
Yeah, and this is definitely
a fair chance the town's gonna, you know,
have different character, that kind of thing. Not that that wasn't already obvious, but
yeah, the whole Human Torch thing kind of.
Well, that's the whole thing about Infamous, is like you have kind of different ranges of powers from electricity or fire, and
Chris,
you do a lot of different.
Chris, have you had a bad week?
No.
It's hard to get Chris excited about games. Let me tell you.
I'll tell you.
I've thrown numerous games at Chris, and he's just like.
I am pretty demanding, to tell you the truth.
God, man, your wife messes. Just kidding.
I don't. No, I don't demand things of her because she's the boss.
Good point.
That Knack game looks pretty cool, though.
Knack looks very creative. Looks fun.
I'm happy to confirm that Killzone Shadowfall, Drive Club,
see, and Knack, I would take the little elf over this guy.
At the launch of PS4.
I like this guy.
He's a bit more dapper because he's got a handkerchief in his suit pocket.
He does have a pocket square.
Is it a square?
Yes. It's just folded
event,
differently.
David Cage of Quantic Dream discussed
like I said, you said David Cage. I'm going to sleep.
And how PS4 will allow the game players to...
Don't fall asleep, Chris. Don't fall asleep. Rich, say your thing.
Don't go to sleep.
What's my thing?
On PS4,
it gets better.
We can introduce a much wider array of emotions and expressions than in the current generation of games. More subtle and lighter emotions. This will allow us to explore all kinds of storytelling in games, so games of the future can reach a much wider audience than today. To prove this point, Quantic Dream has developed a 12-minute technical demo to show off that potential.
You know, we talk over all the trailers, and yet for this guy, we're
listen,
dead silent.
Well, the trailers, there's not a lot of information coming out.
What are you talking about? We just learned about the end of the world with Killzone and Infamous Second Son.
Yeah,
this is worth watching.
We're not learning. I mean, all we're looking at is, ooh, fire. An axe that's on fire.
That was the statement that I've seen so far at the conferences. Please remember, this is running in-game engine.
What I actually was under the impression is this isn't actually a game.
That dude has a snake in the jar.
Time to emerge from the shadows.
Or maybe I'm getting mixed up
it's
with
Emperor
GDC.
Palpatine.
You've seen this person before, Chris. GDC ring a bell. The floating head.
Vengeance of Saddam the Dark will be unleashed.
Damn it, Chris.
Fire
facial technology.
Yes.
It looks to me like that guy looks like the old dude from the Dragon's Lair movie from the 80s. The old wizard that dies in the beginning. Hey, it's Dobby! Master is giving Dobby socks! So I saw this dude before?
Yeah. He was the floating head for Quantic Dreams at the GDC conference for Sony.
Oh.
Or not GDC, for...
PlayStation Reveal.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation Reveal. Everyone's looking through their screen right now. Dude, it was the PlayStation Reveal, not GDC. Dumbass.
I must confess, I did not watch the PlayStation Reveal. Dude, this guy's got everything. He's got an Eye of Mordor or an Eye of Sauron there. He's got a House Elf.
He's working. Magic of television.
Nice.
I can never get that last one right. Check out them particle effects.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I knew it. Damn. I am so sorry.
No problem. We'll just take it again.
Wow. Dude, totally freaked me out. I scared the crap out of me, man.
Anyway, excuse me, if I may, I just have a quick word about the script.
About the script?
Yes, as my character is rather complex, I want to make sure I'm conveying all facets of his psychology. So, I ask myself whether this hatred that is consuming him isn't emanating from...
You know what? Don't change a thing. You were great. Okay, everybody, let's take it from where we left off, if you're all ready.
Hey, name's Maurice. How you doing?
David, all David right. Gant.
First time in a video game?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to hell.
Okay, let's do it again.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty comical.
Thank you.
Did it?
Pretty comical.
I thought this was really good, but I still don't know what the fuck the game is.
So tomorrow at 1 p.m., we'll be showcasing the whole demo at the PlayStation booth. So please.
I think it's just a tech demo. I could be wrong. But
for those of you
anyway.
Well, there's a name up there.
Funny.
There's a name up there, Dark Sorcerer, so it's got to be something.
I would think. I don't know. All I know is David Cage likes to make movies more than he likes to make games.
It does have to be something.
It's
very, very true, Chris.
It'll be like Curb Your Enthusiasm in a fantasy setting.
And smaller developers who bring
that could
a
be fun.
Perspective to game development. Oftentimes, we are amazed and totally inspired by the passion and creativity of these smaller teams. Here to share with you some of the exciting games they've got coming to PlayStation is
Boyce.
Adam Boyce.
This actually is a really cool kind of moment, if you ask me.
Dude, you're full of spoilers.
Hey, I didn't spoil nothing. I just am laying some groundwork for a cool
that
moment.
Has the most
totally ruined the illusion
industry.
That we're actually watching this
Hello,
live.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good?
Everybody knows we're not watching this live.
Excellent.
So. Well, 1939.
Oh, that's right.
So you've
I guess
some impressive
forwarding
blockbusters that are coming to PS4 in the near future.
We're going to cut an hour out of the conference.
Cultivating a wide
just
variety
for you.
Of experiences is critical to our team.
This dude needs vertical
at
stripes.
At our event back in February, we had Jonathan Blow on stage to see his team's first game, The Witness, coming first on console.
Yay,
PS4.
What?
Right.
Jonathan Blow game, The Witness.
And we absolutely love scouring
Can
the earth
get
for
the
most creative and innovative developers. And
yeah,
tonight,
I like this. This
I'm thrilled
a cool
to introduce
point.
Another incredible
like
team,
this.
Which we've wanted to partner with for years. Please join me in welcoming
You're
Amir Rao.
I'm not saying
Craig
a bloody word, man.
Supergiant,
you
Game.
Just said several words. Oh, it's a big Buster Sword. Here comes Cloud Strife.
Thank you, Adam. Supergiant Games started in the living
that
room
dude of
my
took
dad's
his shirt
house
off.
With a team of seven
Supergiant
friends.
Games, we know them for Bastion.
Yes.
Bastion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you're welcome, Supergiant Games, from the Xbox Live.
We grew up playing games
people.
That transported
uh-huh.
us
yeah.
to
we supported
all sorts
you.
Of amazing places
no love back.
We'll never forget. We
Probably
want to create
Microsoft.
Those types of experiences for more people. So with that in mind, it's our pleasure to show you Transistor, which will make its console
Transistor.
Debut on the PlayStation 4 early next year.
Transistor.
From the makers of Bastion. Supergiant Games. When you speak, I like the art style.
Silence. They've always had a great art style and a real good penchant for good music. I can hear Which I believe this is the same gal that sang in Bastion.
She has a huge sword. Or is that a he? I don't know.
I think it's a she.
You boys, give me your timestamp now.
1120 or 122. Yeah.
I'm coming up on 122. I'm at 122.52.
Oh, okay. It's a huge sword that's also a USB drive. Amazing.
It just turned 122.
Yeah.
Rich, does that help?
That's fine.
All right. You no longer 10-second delay.
That logo looks a little bit fired.
Steampunky, we've seen some steampunk today.
I can't believe it's almost 2014. That's madness.
Well,
thanks to the Supergiant Games team. For more on Transistor, please stop by our booth. You'll be able to meet the development team and also play the game yourself with hands-on. Our commitment to independent creators does not stop there. We're developing the world's best indie game portfolio across all PlayStation platforms by offering developers the ability to self-publish their own content.
I'm going to make just an absolute shit game and publish it. Just because they said I could.
The recently added
it only costs you $100.
It'll be a black and white screen and the whole thing.
Although, actually, I don't think it's $100. I think it's like they just take 30%.
Crystal clear.
So if you play, if you make the game, Chris,
as the most open
controller vibration,
platform for developers,
and put it out there,
that's it.
As a massage.
That's all it's going to do is as soon as you start the game, it's going to make the controller start to vibrate.
Fantastic experiences.
I'm going to make a,
now my great
a,
pleasure
an
to introduce a few of the new additions to the PlayStation family.
Don't starve.
Play Entertainment. Their 2D artistry and classic approach to game design were evident in Shank and Mark of the Ninja. When their co-founder Jamie Chang first teased us with this wonderfully sinister new concept, an open-ended, randomly generated adventure where death lurks around every corner, we were hooked. Don't Starve.
I thought Don't Starve was already like out there.
Before breaking
yeah,
out,
they were just
wrong,
talking about
what's
done previously.
Totally
but
awesome
there's something else
brawler,
that comes up later on about Don't Starve. So.
It's freaking spoilers,
they're now
man.
Preparing to unleash
I didn't say anything. I'm foreshadowing.
A hands-on multiplayer shooter that brings in
bro, look at that mech, Greg.
Mayhem to the PS4.
I know. Mech, sell me.
Young horses. We sent PlayStation 4 dev kits
what
to
the
studio comprised of DePaul University
I don't know.
He's drunk.
Within only 4 weeks, they sent us back a playable version of their IGF-nominated game series.
What is cool, though, is right
Octodad
now for listeners, they're literally taking all these indie developers, and they each have a screen on stage that's lighting up as they announce these different indie games that are coming to PlayStation 4.
Switchblade
so this is showcasing the indies again in front of the masses, which is nice. You know, Sony, without a doubt, they have really done a good
Secret
job of trying to shore up their indie development side.
And fighting
Secret
games
Ponchos
in a
looks
super
pretty
stylish
cool.
Spaghetti Western. Ragtag Studios. Ragtag is comprised of three industry veterans who
Voltron
to
made a new
form
word.
A small studio. They were convinced that we wouldn't bother talking to them, so we put them on stage. This stealth action puzzler brings a lot of great humor to the PlayStation 4 and tasks you with recruiting a zombie army in Ray's quest to find out why he was killed.
I like the look of this.
Red Barrels.
It's like an amnesia type.
This Montreal team was formed by talented industry veterans to create unforgettable single player experiences. When I played Outlast at PAX East,
I wonder how much bejesus someone actually has in them.
It's truly terrifying.
Oh, that was a big muscly dude.
That you can check out in our booth. Oddworld Inhabitants.
This is one Lauren a lot of Lanning. People should be excited for. Oddworld making a comeback.
Right. Lauren was a fiercely independent game creator in an era when no small studio dared to even ask for creative control. The Oddworld universe first emerged from his beautifully twisted mind on the PlayStation 1. And here at Sony, we've been massive fans of his unlikely heroes ever since. We're happy to announce that a full remake of the original, called Oddworld New and Tasty, is coming to PS4. 17-bit games. Anyone who has played Skulls of the Shogun knows this talented team of 17-bit games. A few months ago at the Full Indie Summit in Vancouver, their founder, Jake Kasdahl, snuck us out to his friend's house.
I've never played Geometry Wars. Maybe I should check it out.
No, it's not.
A side-scrolling
open-world
space shooter that I just couldn't stop playing.
Was it Shadow of the Twisted Shadows or something like that?
Yeah.
From a few of the amazing independent creative teams, we're welcome to the family.
But yeah, give it up for the indies.
Give it up. Give it up.
Full array, full arena of indies. Nice. That's what I was saying. That's been like a key point of my game for the last 5 years. It's just being able to get up on a Saturday morning, pick a nice little game.
Every single one of these games in the
spend a couple of quid on it.
Will be making their exclusive console debut on PlayStation 4.
Nice foundation there, definitely.
Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. Appreciate it.
That's amazing.
Love it.
So, I've recently started using the Chrome browser.
Yeah.
It's lacking one key feature.
Of course, PlayStation 4 will also be a giant blockbuster game. Blizzard Entertainment is bringing Diablo 3 to both the PS3 and PS4.
I like the Chrome browser. Except for it does seem to have some stability issues. Look, Diablo 3.
I can't even find the options button.
Did you just hear that weirdness that you're stuck in there?
Pretty cool.
No.
Exclusive DLC for Diablo.
Yeah, well, they're tying in new characters like Nathan Drake into
Diablo. Yes, because he fits in the Diablo world.
Just seems
a horrible idea.
Just a little bit more. I'm very honored and proud to share a video message from the brilliant mind of Tetsuya Nomura from Square Enix.
And the part where I really will go to sleep. Final Fantasy versus 13 director. No, Japanese RPGs do nothing for me. They look
silence.
Good. Gameplay look good in this as well, though.
Yeah, we'll have some comments on that. I found it interesting what I saw, because it wasn't RPG-like.
Silence.
Silence of the Lambs.
Noctis-sama も光が見えるのか。私は行かなくてはなりません。 What is it with blimps?
Well, those blimps are ships.
They look like blimps to me.
I would vote ships in the distance.
No, they were but they were in the sky.
What is it with soldiers with helmets that they can't see out of?
Oh, bro, that's like the Iron Man. There's like a display in there. What is it with Ezio suddenly showing up in Final Fantasy?
See, that's not a blimp.
You're right, but it is a flying ship.
Yes. That just shed
not
something.
A floating ship. It's a drop ship. Not going to touch your food? No, because I'm emo. And I have a hoodie. The Square Enix crowd, they do love their bad guys in trench coats.
Trench coats and
a hooded trench coat with a Renaissance collar.
Yes, with usually some kind of like derby hat and crazy hair,
or an afro with a chocobo in it.
So this looks a lot more like almost like a Devil May Cry than RPG. At least the combat that we were just seeing there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know for sure that's in-game combat, but...
That looks in-game.
Yeah, well, this stuff looks in-game. I'm just saying the combat part. I wasn't sure if it was in-game or a cutscene, but no. Yeah, this is much more action-y than previous anything than Final Fantasy.
Yes, I've come for the crystals.
Crystal skull?
I don't know, whatever crystal they have. I prefer Waterford. I'm trying to read the subtitle, sorry.
Yeah. For the listeners, you've been listening to Japanese for the past like 5 minutes, but there's actually subtitles. We probably should have been telling you what
they've all
saying.
Seen it. No. They can't handle the truth.
It's complicated. You know what's complicated? is it's no longer Final Fantasy versus 13. That's what's complicated, Chris.
Why not?
Because look, boom, destroying your world right now.
Oh, snap. Final Fantasy 15.
So basically they realized Final Fantasy versus 13 just needs to be renamed to Final Fantasy 15.
I guess the kids don't say "oh snap" anymore.
Still makes you sound cool.
No, it doesn't.
Cool.
Quite the opposite. Oh,
so what we got now then?
I believe this is Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. Disney and Squeenix must be Kingdom Hearts.
Yes.
I never played the original. I heard it was quite good.
Your mind's made a lot up. Of people love Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. I enjoyed the original, but it's I don't just, think I've got any interest in it now.
I have to go. I will say this. This does not excite me because it just doesn't look that great.
No, I don't. But that's the original island, that is, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe this is a 3D HD remake type thing, I think.
It is kind of silly to have a giant sword in the shape of a key.
It's all part of the fantasy, Chris.
Great for unlocking young maiden's chastity belt, so.
I don't think that would unlock a single chastity belt. In fact, I believe it might lock more of them than it unlocks.
You get away from me with that.
I have a giant key sword to protect my own virginity.
And again, why did they choose that particular scene
to show?
Because it was cool,
man. You had the birds flying around and the dude doing backflips and chopping stuff.
Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3 coming to PS4. As one more gift to PlayStation fans, I'm happy to announce that Final Fantasy 14 will be coming exclusively to consoles on
Final
PS4.
Final Fantasy 14
is it really
coming
a gift
exclusively.
If you have to buy it?
Oh, that lady doesn't obviously approve of Assassin's Creed. She's just come to order.
No, I'm the one that's lagging behind. Hold
now,
on.
Ubisoft is no stranger to pushing the boundaries of play.
Skullduggery!
They've created an entirely new world filled with huge beards, rum drinking, swashbuckling, and skullduggery.
Yes! Right. I'm winning.
I mean, who doesn't want to play a game as Edward Kenway, a pirate trained by assassins?
I fast-forwarded a little bit.
Or play as Aveline from Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation on Vita,
which
will be an exclusive experience. Here to play the world premiere demo of the game.
Greg, you are the master timekeeper. You need to give us the time.
We should be at 1:35:12.
Yeah, I'm 10, so we're all right.
I was way ahead of you. Hold on. There we go. I'm at 1:35:26:27.
Slightly ahead, but that's okay.
Now I have to watch all the crap I just watched again.
Yeah. Chris is fast-forwarding to the end of the thing.
I'll tell you what happens in just a second is there's going to be a dude tied to a pole and they're going to throw a knife at him. This guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Spoiling it. Spoilers. I really want a good pirate game, and I'm excited for Assassin's Creed 4.
Avast me, Hardy.
Black Flag. But this demo just made this look a lot like Assassin's Creed 3 to me.
Drink up, me hearties. Yo ho.
Yo ho ho in a bottle of rum or something like that.
Yo ho, yo ho. Pirate's life for me. I used to love that ride when I was growing up.
That's a great ride. Oh, look, he's sitting on a bench. Imagine that. There's no drinking after death, lads.
Yeah, because a dude with two swords and four pistols, not at all suspicious.
Well, they are pirates, so I think it's a common thing, right?
I guess. You'll notice, though, that nobody else is similarly armed. Oh, no, Chase! Got to put the hood up to chase him, of course.
Welcome back for your coin later.
It's Mr. Cobb. I do like that he's actually hidden in the vegetation as opposed to Assassin's Creed 3, where you just kind of stood in knee-high bushes and no one could see you. Stab him in the back. Aww. That was silly.
See, now you are still a little ahead of us. Spoiler alerts. Although it could just be that I'm running slow.
You are getting old.
True. Very true.
Oh, we gutted him.
This website that we're streaming this off must be really shit.
Shit, totally.
Yeah, whoever runs this thing doesn't know what they're doing.
Sons of bitches. Fucking YouTube, we should complain to those bastards. It's time.
Tell me about the beach. A fair gathering,
sir. Too drunk to stand. So far, I haven't seen anything that makes me think this is a new game. It looks very Assassin's Creed-ish. Ooh, double flying, double flying assassination. Bam! Oh, and now they're going to start shooting at you. Oh, sent the signal. The British are coming.
Quickly, send the signal. Get him!
Yep, saw that in Assassin's Creed 2.
What the devil?
Yeah. Yeah, 139.
Ish.
A little timestamp check. Ish.
139.02. Okay, here we go. Now we're driving a ship. This now there's something new.
Whoa. Not new. Did it in left.
Yeah. Solve the day, lads. Today we I think I would be a lot happier with this game if the main character actually looked like a pirate and not Ezio or any other Assassin's Creed character.
Right, Greg, did you play Assassin's Creed 3?
Yes.
Is this sea combat a lot like Assassin's Creed 3, or did it look like they've advanced it?
Well, that is a
Well, it definitely looks
better. No, I mean the actual gameplay on how you're aiming at your character.
It looks pretty similar.
Yeah?
He's a big bastard! Low down, he shot, lads! I'm not, I think other than, pretty polygon counts, that kind of thing. And he's having hiccups, by the way. This is not our feed that's screwing up.
Oh, no.
There's hiccups in their demo.
Oh, zip line. Never seen one of those before. Double flying assassination. Gigs of RAM is just not enough.
We're outnumbered, mate. It's not the first time, can we?
Gotta get some more of that RAM.
Take no quarter, lads.
Well, and we've just decided to cut our losses.
Yeah.
Bravo, bravo.
I will say, I think after the C3, there's going to be a number of people that get fired.
I'll wager to bet that a lot of people got fired before E3. People get fired every day, Greg.
Fair statement.
Right now, Watch Dogs.
Okay. Yes.
Watch Dogs does look pretty cool.
I was telling talking to Mr. Steve Conger about this. The more I see of Watch Dogs, the more I relate it to Grand Theft Auto with cell phones and guns.
There are countless ways
to define Grand Theft Auto had cell phones and guns.
For us, it has to be about new game dynamics. Over the last 4 years, we challenged ourselves.
The more I've seen of the gameplay of this game, I know a lot of people are super excited for it, and I'm probably going to love the game. Will. Don't get me wrong.
But it does make me sad that it's not coming to PC.
Can become your weapon against your enemies.
It seems like it's kind of Grand Theft Auto with a
in Watch Dogs,
twist.
You are Aiden Pierce.
Nah, man.
I'm oversimplifying.
Nobody in Grand Theft Auto called the fixers.
is a smartphone. In today's demo, Aiden must save a friend called Tebow.
Say his name twice.
He broke into an apartment to steal important information. But he tripped her arm.
I don't know.
And fixers are coming his way to kill him.
Here's my thing. Does this guy ever take this mask off?
Join Aiden.
No, man.
He has it off
to start off with. And then
he's going to have to lose them.
Yeah, before he breaches. On the Ubisoft. Before he breaches. He pulls it off.
That's how he changes his identity. Just like in the Westerns. Once you put the bandana on, nobody can recognize you.
And let's see.
I was just going to say, because in this,
you can play any way you want.
Dude with the bandana, you know, face bandana all the time, I'd just shoot him on sight.
Thank you very much.
T-Bone.
Yeah, Ubisoft going really big on these in-game UI things, aren't they? Where you can see all of your interfaces are just popping up on scenery.
Yeah.
T-Bone. I don't want to cramp your style, friend, but I picked up some chatter. And
more on that later.
Fixers on me.
Shit. Right, hold on, I'm being tracked. Once I lose them, I'll come for you.
Yeah, all right. Make it quick, baby.
Just blew that stop sign.
When's the last time you obeyed traffic regulations in Grand Theft Auto?
Oh, fair enough. Like you're saying in real life. It's like, hey, every day. Sort of.
It does look very Grand Theft Auto-ish with the cops on the mini-map
right.
and everything.
The cops on the mini-map.
Yeah, massive cant of the pedestrians and stuff.
I do like that car. What's he driving? Is that a Camaro? Sort of.
Looks like it.
It looks like a Camaro, but the taillights are wrong.
And here we go. Hey, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh no.
It's been spotted by the helicopter.
Gotta get away from the police.
Popo.
No, I'm not from California, Greg. I don't have to say that.
I don't think you can even say that. It's a different part of California.
Well, look, he went in the tunnel. California is all the same. Oh, he, like, hacked that gate, man, so he could hide. It's like Need for Speed. Couldn't do that in GTA, man. You just had to run, outrun him.
You did have his mask off. You were right, Rich.
Yeah, because dudes in dudes at night wearing baseball caps pulled down low and popped collars don't look at all suspicious.
Alright, he's into the local Starbucks.
Yep.
Yeah, squad. Suspect's gone. Let's get an APB circulated.
That guy suspects something.
I know. I like that. I like that. That was a cool moment. But then it gets back into a little bit of the GTA-ish stuff.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You steal somebody's car. That's how you get around. Gonna hack that payphone.
911, state your emergency, please.
Hey, I'm for kill it now.
Hello, I need you to stay on the line.
Hey, why are you doing this?
So he's gone through the phone line into his internet, and now he's looking for a webcam at the guy that he needs to talk to.
Yes.
T-Bone.
But I do like that the hacker dude that he's talking to, you know, nothing says edgy and high tech like dreadlocks and a braided beard.
Forget the toys. We gotta get you out.
It's like Drexel off Truman Roman.
Sorry, princess.
Mr. Anderson.
What's? I don't know. This really does look good. I shouldn't talk about it.
Looks awesome.
I'll be getting it.
What's a
Drexel? A Drexel.
Hey, over there.
Okay.
Now he's got the old Greg. The veil is up.
If he steals one of those awesome cars from the platform, that would be awesome. Oh, I like how he hacked a camera from another camera. That was pretty cool.
Hey, listen, I think this is somebody helping him.
He's over looking for me.
No, he's helping the hacker.
He's helping somebody else. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm on it.
He's getting T-boned through.
Is that a Tesla symbol?
It does look Tesla-ish, but that is not a Tesla car.
should be.
Go. Stay low.
Here we go.
Now, go, go. You find what we need in there?
Yeah. Default didn't expect us to find this romper room. I got what I needed to track him.
Stab him.
Don't worry. We're getting closer to your sister.
Now, go.
Yeah, like that stick's like a key tool for him, isn't it? I've seen that in the other demo. You know, the, what do you call them over here?
Ooh.
The asps. Call them, it's like a...
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Executed that dude with straight prejudice.
Bam.
Let's go.
Jesus.
And of course, the guy's name is T-Bone.
Hey, there he is!
All right, you're good. Go.
Here's somebody helping him out on a tablet. That's the other big thing I've noticed this year is second screen tablet play interacting with the game.
Well, now what would be really cool is if this was like somebody playing some other kind of game, like somebody else, not the dude. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it is actually. I think what you're saying
that's
is
that's not that player that's playing. It's somebody else.
Yeah.
And if you look as well, when he actually initiated that, it says requesting mobile help. So, it looks like it might be going out on the servers and checking for anybody that's playing.
Yep. Oh, he's kneecapping him. Such a conscientious criminal. And now we're...
He's not a criminal. He is a patriot. He's trying to set the wrong of the world. Something like that.
Right.
So if you like this, Chris, you need to check out a game called The Division from Ubisoft. That is the game that has me. Division.
And it's
super.
And it's Clancy.
Yes, Tom Clancy.
I don't know, man. The last Clancy game kind of let me down.
Look at this, man.
Tell me what to do.
You will look at it.
Stop the stream and look at it.
Good luck to you now. The stream might stop itself, so...
When Watchdog launches, I'm happy to announce that PlayStation owners will receive an additional
hour of gameplay. You know what's exciting?
And a special outfit for Aiden Pierce.
It's we still got a long ways to go.
That's all right.
Chicago looked pretty great in that last bit with Watchdogs. And from Chicago all the way back here to L.A., from the Bulls to Lakers, it's not just technology that connects us. Everyone has grown up with a passion for their favorite sports team. And that passion comes from a real place. The pride of donning your team's first jersey.
This is
the
class.
Tears in the stadium ricocheting off the walls. That broken heart feeling after that overtime loss.
This is awesome.
Fans.
Yeah.
No, I don't
These
mean that
are
literally.
The authentic moments that connect us.
Yeah.
That authenticity bleeds
biggest,
into our game.
Biggest video game mouth I've ever
have
seen
had such
coming
a powerful
up.
Platform to express these sports.
Have an email somebody
that LeBron?
From somebody.
With that,
let's
I just
look
don't
at what's
care
truly
about basketball.
On PS4.
No, neither do I, but this is kind of comical. Just wait till later on.
When they told me they had a surprise set up, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I know, right? It's video game jam in the flesh. Kind of. I can see the guys at 2K.
Wait for it.
Messing around on these next-gen graphics. Man, you look sick.
What am I waiting for?
Huh? Soak it in, Playboy.
They nailed the gigantomouth.
Oh, you're way behind, dude. I saw that like 2 minutes ago.
Exact replica. Can you ball like me?
No, it's coming.
I'm watching LeBron.
That's funny.
Slam, yeah. Here it is.
Time changes, new faces.
Oh.
Or he's screaming.
Whoa. Yeah. What's freakish.
It's almost as big as the Elder Scrolls.
That was like Leonidas.
Yes. Now this, Chris, I think this next game is going to excite
Elder
you.
Elder Scrolls Online? Yeah. Maybe. I mean,
what's it gonna take to get you excited?
I'm not into MMOs, bro. Like, if it was just Elder Scrolls 6, you know, whatever. All right, but I'm not.
MMO? I think LeBron's gonna need some of those next gen skills in the game against Spurs tomorrow night. Am I right? When I think of this next publisher, I think about the massive impact that their game.
If it's like co-op, okay, but if it's like
I have to admit,
MMO,
I spent over 200
no.
hours slaying dragons, yeah, what, picking what locks, and
I didn't get. And
now,
I was kind of it was odd that he didn't mention
series,
it. So we're excited to announce our new partnership with
along,
Elder Scrolls.
You can experience the mythology.
And then he
of
doesn't say what it is.
Beta.
All of your this isn't
oh,
beta.
Look, giant no, mushrooms.
Tonight we're thrilled
yeah.
to announce our
We've
new
got
partnership
early access to the beta.
With Bethesda Softworks and the next epic chapter in their legendary saga.
I wonder where they are.
In the Elder
Tamaril.
Scrolls.
Tamaril.
They're in Tamriel? Okay.
They've got to save Tamriel.
It does look good.
Yeah, but that's to be expected.
Well, I was quite surprised because I thought it was all going to be quite cartoony from what I've been hearing beforehand. But it
oh,
seems...
Stargate.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it looks good, but it's not a norm for the PlayStation with Bethesda games so far. So this
Actually,
marks the beginning of a new era.
Never have it doesn't. Our choices weighed more heavily. I don't know. It doesn't look. To stand alone. It doesn't look that amazing, so I'm afraid. Yeah, side by it's looking side. like an MMO kind of thing where the graphics
yeah,
are
like
down res.
Everlasting.
EverQuest. You know.
EverQuest. Yeah. And also the batteries.
Also the batteries. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Chris, guess better.
I said I liked Watch Dogs. What do you want? I'm just saying I don't know about the Elder Scrolls Online. That's all I'm saying.
It does get,
I just want Rich to keep saying
it.
I'm going to smack you. Yay.
We are excited to announce that the Elder Scrolls Online will have a beta that will be exclusively available first on PlayStation 4.
I forgot what game this is.
I know what this is. This looks good, but it's just you don't see any gameplay,
this
really.
This next universe being created,
yeah,
we couldn't wait to see
is.
It come to
I'm
life
quite
on PlayStation.
I want you
I
both
was
to
really
shut your
this
holes.
One of the most influential
I was
fictional worlds
going to be
that's
something
ever been
different.
Created.
And now
we're
for something completely
proud
different.
To be able to share this world premiere
well, I mean, you know,
with our
let's see if Chris, let's see if Chris can guess it. What do you think
it looks like Fallout. Except there were no cars in Fallout. Oh, no, it's like Mad Max. I suppose Fallout does kind of have a Mad Max vibe.
Yeah, they're
if Mad Max was made in the '50s. He's alive.
The guys just asked him to kill him. He's looking at his gun. I've only got one bullet. I'm not wasting it on that fool.
Could have at least run him over with the car.
Well, let's just wait and see, Chris.
Did you write this?
Has he gone?
Splat.
Well, there you go.
That looks cool. I mean, I would have liked to have seen some gameplay, but... Mad Max...
I think it's got
Mad
potential.
Mad Max has
it's
potential,
got potential,
yeah. It's got potential.
It is a Warner Brothers game. They did Batman, so. Exclusive Road Warrior Survival Kit.
Well, see, now I'm behind.
Mad Max has influenced the world of entertainment from movies to games.
You're on the behind, but I'll pipe
down.
Warner
Brothers
yeah.
Interactive
yeah, why don't you shut your hole?
And Avalanche Studios bring this vision to life. As a special
oh,
treat for PlayStation
that,
gamers, you have access to the exclusive Road Warrior
Jack,
Survival Kit.
Looking pretty happy.
Go on, Jack. You smoke bastard.
And with that, please welcome back Jack Trenton.
that's all he's got, I'm a little worried, but not so bad for a start. Thanks, Adam. It's clear that all of the best development studios in the world are creating
amazing games. What's Chad Warden going to call the PS4? Is it going to be the PS Quattro?
Games such as Call of Duty Ghosts,
PS Quattro.
FIFA, and Madden.
Yeah, I think so.
Chad Warden.
Globally, there are more than 140 games
$350
For PS4 across our own worldwide studios
whatever it costs.
And our third-party partners, including over 100 that will be available within the first year. Nearly 40 of these titles feature experiences that are exclusive to PlayStation. In addition to creating an amazing library of new titles on PlayStation 4,
that was a reaction.
Equally focused on delivering what gamers want most, without imposing restrictions.
He panders to the crowd at this point. He says,
for instance, PlayStation 4
everything that everybody wanted to hear him say on stage.
Restrictions on the use of PS4 gamers. That's a good thing. We believe in the model that people embrace today with PlayStation 3 and continue to demand. Just heard you there.
Who's that guy with the fucking boxing belt on?
They have the rights to use that copy of the game. They can trade in.
Oh, God, that's so. Isn't that Hip Hop Gamer?
Sell it to another person, lend it to a friend.
Yeah, I think so.
I missed it.
Well, there's only one person I know that has a boxing belt that goes to E3, so. Boom. Don't need to connect to the internet.
He's lapping it up there.
Oh, totally. He's like, I am going to fucking
in addition,
rule the roost.
PlayStation 4 disc-based games don't need to be connected online to play.
It's getting better. There was a complete dig at Microsoft.
Or for authentication. If you enjoy playing single-player games offline,
sorry, that was
PS4
spoilers.
Won't require you checking online
periodically. When that first bit cracked off as well, did you see the fucking people with laptops going mental?
Oh, yeah.
And it won't stop working if you haven't authenticated within 24 hours. Of course, the experience on PSN will be amazing. Our goal for PlayStation Network on PS4 is clear. Build the best gaming network in the world.
Dude,
a network
look out.
That is tuned to your preferences, is immediate and intuitive, and delivers a breadth of entertainment offerings that is unmatched in the industry. In New York, we announced several new PSN capabilities that will be available day one on the PlayStation 4. Such as the ability to play games that are being downloaded in the background, cross-game voice chat, to transition to a friends network based on real-world friends to provide a more meaningful social gaming experience, and the new share button to immediately upload live stream via Ustream. PlayStation Network also offers incredible value to our customers through PlayStation Plus. And we're very focused on expanding the benefits of the service.
This is all pretty much expected stuff, I think, at this point.
I should hope so.
We've received lots of questions from our community over the last several months about whether the existing PlayStation Plus memberships will apply to PS4. I'm pleased to confirm that your PS Plus membership will carry over to PlayStation 4.
Yesterday. Almost.
So members will have access to all the benefits across PS3, Vita, and now PlayStation 4 for one price. In short, if you're a Plus member today or become one tomorrow, you're already set for PlayStation 4. For less than $5 a month, members will get discounted games, cloud saves, automatic game updates, early access to beta programs, an instant game collection, as well as the ability to fully immerse themselves in the incredible PS4 games with online multiplayer. And PS4 gamers that aren't PS Plus members will be able to enjoy the single-player games for free, and access to all of your media services won't require Plus. We've added Instant Game Collection to Plus last year, and it's
I do wonder what Drive
success.
Club PS Plus Edition
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
144%.
Let's not just go over that. Drive Club, which is one of the key games that they showed in the reveal, is free.
Launches, PlayStation Plus members
Hold your horses, Rich. We'll talk about that post-show. I'm going to make a note to bring that point back up again, because there was an interesting little subnote to that announcement.
A caveat.
Drive Club PS Plus Edition is a huge AAA title that combines incredible fidelity and driving mechanics with innovative social integration. It's the perfect game for the Instant Game Collection because the social capabilities foster vibrant communities.
That's your indie boys.
These experiences will now be shared with your closest friends who are Plus members. In addition to Drive
Club
PS Plus Edition, Plus members
will get free indie games
a new title every month for free, including Don't Starve, Outlast, and The Secret Ponchos, three incredible titles that you just saw during the first year of PS4. As you heard us say tonight, PlayStation is all about games. Tonight, we've seen some exceptional examples from our worldwide studios teams and from partners around the world. However, we've saved something special for you. From the visionary partnership between Bungie, one of the best developers in the industry, and Activision, the company that built Call of Duty,
I was pretty excited
the biggest
to see this.
Game,
these
one
boys
of the
are casuals. Anything.
Franchises.
These
in
are
the
casualist demoers I've ever seen in my
an
life.
Epic game, best experience
well,
on
they.
I'm behind again. What's your timestamp?
2:03:41:42.
They're not on yet, anyway. It's all right.
I'm very proud to introduce the world gameplay premiere of Destiny.
Rich was foreshadowing again. The guys that are going to be doing the onstage demo.
Good foreshadowing.
The game. looks beautiful.
Yeah, but that's just not enough anymore.
Oh, fucking hell, Chris. It gets better.
Bro, all I said was that looking good isn't enough anymore. That's all I said. Because everything looks good.
I'm definitely excited for this
game. That dude has six arms.
Is it six or four?
Well, four arms and two legs. It's six appendages.
There you go.
Do you think there's any string attaching them from the top there, like you normally get in the old movies?
Now, this dude only has two arms.
I am curious if you're actually going to see faces in this game.
There's no cloaks.
Everybody's got cloaks in this game.
There's no cloaks there.
This dude is kind of standing still. Rather.
I love it's all futuristic and everything, but they've still got the bog-standard Call of Duty holographic sight.
It's because it's holographic, man. It is the future. A lot of wrecked cars there.
And I'm going to meet up with some of my friends.
Oh, turn so we can look at the puddle.
We're going to explore
There's
the wild
puddle.
Frontier beyond that wall.
Someone just dropped into the game, I'm assuming.
No, watch. He's about to get spawned. There you go.
Jason Jones, how's it going?
It is. They get a little campy with their dialogue on stage.
So what are we doing, Joe?
Well, you and me, we're going to play through that wall. Unfortunately, looks like we got a man
now,
down.
This game runs pretty rough in this demo.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, it keeps freezing up on them.
It's going to be great. There you go. You coming?
I mean, certainly they got time to clean that up, but.
All right, good. I knew
that's been kind of a hallmark.
It.
We've seen a Jason lot Jones. Of rough demos in E3.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the streaming, though. You know how the streaming of...
No, that wasn't the streaming.
No. What I mean is internally, you know, in the building. Because it seems like it's a common thing that's occurring when we're seeing these demos.
I think it's the new hardware that they're not comfortable with yet.
Not fully optimized yet. I have faith Bungie can fix this. They're, you know, they are masters at creating good smooth first-person shooters.
How are we looking?
Don't do that.
Looks clear. Okay.
We've got 27 bullets.
In that magazine.
And he said he was going to take out his ghost. What did the ghost do? Because it still looks really dark.
It's like a drone. He just sent it off. That's going to... You see what it does in a minute. Just wait.
I'm going to take out my ghost.
It's fucking pitch black.
Fucking wait. He sent it scouting.
I know, but why would he walk forward into the pitch black?
Because he wants to show us his torch in a minute. Watch.
There's the ghost.
I'll show you my torch.
See, there's his ghost.
That lighting looks awesome.
That's all he's doing is showing off the lighting.
Yeah. I mean, I'll for sure be getting this game. Don't get me wrong, Rich. I will be loving me some Destiny. But he does only still have 27 bullets. What's up with that? Stadium lighting.
Oh, we got grunts. And weird drone things. Nice job shooting at the air. Oh, look out for that dude with four arms and a sword.
That was a cool weapon. Like a grenade that had homing bomblets.
You love your homing grenades.
I love them, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Borderlands 2, yeah.
You're right.
Yep. That was the Call of Duty slide, I believe.
This dude's not a very good shot.
I know.
Like, I expect more from a game developer.
That was the worst laugh in the world.
Yeah.
You fool.
Oh, red barrels. They should explode. If they don't explode, it's a bad game.
Yeah, I got him.
That's gaming law, man. Red barrels explode.
They do.
Oh no, big dude.
What was that with Snuff?
So.
Yes!
That with the sniper rifle is supposed to hang back, but he never does. So is that like the elite right there?
That's like the boss, man.
It's an Axis Archer Slayer.
Just saying.
No!
We've got elites, we've got brutes.
That dude was more like the knight.
Yeah.
Archon Slayer.
Hang tight.
He dead.
Oh, so that guy died and he was just sitting there in the lower
world? Yeah, so now he's 5 minutes.
Got it. This is that horribly bad moment in this game. By the way, looking at this interface right now as they're going through and upgrading.
Maybe I did it. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, not good.
All right, let's grab our.
It's weird how it it's like it's kind of floaty too.
Yeah, that's because he's using the little touchpad, I think.
Is he? Lord. All right,
that'd be my guess.
That could
be. You got to find some way to jam that technology down your throat.
Exotic.
Yes.
Heavy machine gun. Nice.
Top talent's my favorite, but you'll probably never get there.
Oh, yeah?
All right, good. What's you're shooting top? The wall. Move on.
And no friendly fire confirmed because he shot at his head.
All right, let's see how she looks.
It's a nice-looking sniper rifle.
Why is the sniper going first?
That's big and blue and covered with
lead light. Lead the way, man. Dude with the heavy machine gun, you stay back and cover everybody. Yeah. Sniper rifle. You go first.
Yes, I'd love to play these guys at XCOM.
And you'd be jealous of a sniper rifle.
Oh, I do like the long rifle. What's its name?
Hey, you need all the help you can get.
Yeah, I know, you're right there, Chris. Cheeky bastard.
Hey, that's one game I'm hoping to hear some news about. Jake Solomon tweeted me back saying, you know, just wait, my friend, because I asked him about DLC for it.
Hey, it's a space shuttle.
Hey, we made it through the wall.
That looks very Master Chiefy.
Yes. That rocket launcher looks very familiar. Daddy's inbound. The
and
Covenant have just landed.
Hey, yeah.
Nice bit of gilding on that rocket launcher, though.
Looks like you guys could use a
what
Titan.
What did you say?
Nice bit of
absolutely
gilding. It's got, like,
yeah,
sculptured
so
gilding
on
it to make
can
it.
Can I use this?
Very, very Warhammer-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang on. The Covenant are coming in.
Yeah. There's a Covenant dropship. It's a public event. Oh, Star Wars theater bikes.
Yes.
Yes. It's like MMO, so you've got all the players
yeah
in now, haven't you?
So this and by the way, those are not spider speeder bikes. Those are ghosts. There's a lot of similarities to Halo I pulled from this.
They look more like speeder bikes to me.
Yes, it's a public event.
Long,
there's another fire
turns
team. Let's go.
So counting,
they handled like ghosts.
Counting the tag numbers on there, we've got at least 12 players. There's 12 players in there.
Alright, I got you covered.
That looks like one of the artillery pieces from the Star Wars prequel.
That looks actually pretty
or
awesome.
Or it looks like one of the, what they call those things? Scarabs.
Yeah.
He's
hey,
very excited about these other fire teams coming in.
Well, it's a public event, so this reminds me a little bit of Defiance.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I haven't played Defiance, but
yeah, you have these public events that where everybody just goes and they attack an area, and then you still have your single
hey,
player events happening beyond that.
So you're using the jetpack type thing.
This
here
is just
oh,
like the Scarab, because they keep blowing
in
the legs off and then the legs keep healing.
So then, see how they've got numbers on them? Do you think they're squads? Because you've got multiple players
yeah
that are like number 20.
Yeah, absolutely. They're picked up.
Yeah, so you've got...
I believe they call them fire teams, Rich.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to create the whole picture of the fact that it's MMO-like.
Here I
so
go!
You're taking
fire team overseas connection. I'm excited. I mean...
That's cool.
Looks like it could be awesome.
Look, faces, Greg.
Did I see faces? Damn it, I missed it. Oh, faces, yes. More faces. Alien faces, but faces.
Jesus Christ.
War is coming. We barely survived the last. We
he's like a vampire.
Gain the offensive.
Well, that happens sometimes.
See, now I'm ahead.
It happens.
Legend.
Why is the city breaking down?
See, that looks so shady.
Why don't you put that down?
That looks
so
a bit dodgy.
Talk.
Out here in the wild.
That spaceship.
Is how we talk.
There's nothing wrong with cell shading.
No, but it is when it's slapped in the middle of something that's supposed to be ultra real.
It looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Your mission is vital, Guardian. If you succeed,
Chris, do
you
like that one? Do you approve of that
legend
one?
That's what I just
if
said.
You fail, this city will fall and the last light of civilization
Rich,
will
say
go
your line
out.
Chris, it gets better.
I hate you.
Thank you. I'm happy to
that's
announce
Greg's mates
that
back
we've established
again
a long-term exclusive
yeah
partnership
favorite
with
guy
Bungie and Activision that will ensure PS4 evolves and grows with the incredible Destiny world over the years.
They're not
just
advertising
as
T-shirts.
As the extraordinary games
I first thought maybe that's
across
what it was,
the PlayStation
no
ecosystem is the introduction of our cloud-based strategy. A few months ago, David Perry from Gaikai discussed the vision behind integrating Gaikai's advanced cloud-based technology into
this
the
is some of the stuff
today,
you know happening right here. This is the future. Gaikai this is where this industry is headed, and this is some of the exciting stuff
today,
if you ask
we'd
me
like to put a little context around this advancement. Over the past 20 years, PlayStation has created one of the largest gaming libraries in the world, a library that houses some of the most memorable experiences that gamers have ever encountered. The partnership between PlayStation and our vast library of games and Gaikai's cloud-based technology is the next step in giving gamers an all-access experience.
Oh, what a surprise. It's starting in America.
Dramatically change how,
yeah.
When,
America.
Where,
it's not just, yeah. Not just Microsoft that hates you guys, Rich.
Boo-hoo. I've got more faith in Sony coming.
We don't own the whole world anymore.
PlayStation 4 and PlayStation
yeah,
3
and Sony, where's the last Guardian?
Followed by Vita, with immediate access to a catalog of critically acclaimed
I'm just messing with you, Rich.
PS3 games.
I've never played
these
the other games,
games
of that franchise, so I'm not particularly bothered.
What that means
I don't even know if that's really part of the other franchises. That's what kills me. It looks like it's part of Eco and Shadow Colossus.
PlayStation's cloud service is a lofty
but
ambition.
Who knows?
But one that we expect
I shouldn't
have
said franchise, should I?
Rapidly.
This dude's British, Rich. You should write him and tell him you're mad that he's not starting here. Streaming.
Yeah, he's cut. Your countryman's cut. Yeah, man. By the way.
You know why? Because he worships at the Church of the Almighty Dollar.
We have worked tirelessly to bring the PlayStation ecosystem centered around.
There's no pounds. It's dollars.
Together in ways that meet
I'm
the
just saying
the
euro ruined
it. I'm just saying he knows where the money is.
Then the pound, you know, Greg, is a pound sign.
There's
which
more.
Is really, which is really a hashtag.
Oh, wait. Before. This is the exciting part.
$3.99. Are you out of your mind?
The best and brightest developers and media partners to create a portfolio.
Yeah, bitch!
An entertainment that is simply...
I think, Richie, you're insulting me.
Now, here's, what I'm here's what I'm thinking, Greg. Here's what I'm thinking. $349
yeah.
Great British pounds
I'm very proud to announce
is actually
that
close to, like, $500.
At $399.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You and I are going to buy up... PlayStations, right? Because they're not region locked.
Right, true. We could buy
so
them
we're
going to
buy them up, and then we're going to sell them in the UK.
How much?
€399.
€499.
Something less than
£349.
Well, they're already been advertised over here for
€329. In the US and Europe this holiday season.
What?
Yeah.
It's a very
insanity.
Compelling
somebody's
price
put a link
that
up
offers
for that
incredible
today.
Value.
I believe
given
they're pulling your chain.
No, that was a proper link from a retail site.
The next
yeah,
decade
sure.
And beyond. Is PlayStation
don't call
the best
bullshit on me, Mr. Matthew.
Without a doubt.
I will dig out the
no,
link.
There will be plenty of time for that in later podcasts.
Picture it didn't happen.
If it wasn't on the internet, it didn't
the
happen, right?
The gaming landscape is changing
wait.
With new business models and
in
new ways
in answer
to
your previous
to play,
question, Rich, the tax would be about 7%, so
like
not,
true consumer ownership
not the
$150 trust
difference that we're talking
central
about.
To everything
no,
we
so how much would it go up to, then? Just out of interest.
7%, so 7-3, so
we
go up to about $420, $430.
Best to
okay.
Earn that trust.
Yeah.
And
so then now the conference
Final
is
Fantasy
over.
10.
We have the games, the entertainment.
Yeah,
the
they're doing a Final Fantasy
10
remake
you
for Vita. That was part of the.
Oh, I see.
Play.
I see.
Thank you so much for being here. Good night.
This is stuff I made you skip.
Yes, okay.
That's actually.
Was that,
there's some
Dead, was that Walking Dead for the Vita? Was that a new game completely or just a port type?
It looked like the same character, so I'm going to go with the port.
It's there's the port, and then there's the Walking Dead 400, which is the new
yeah, that's,
Walking
that,
Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
and that'll be
like
coming.
Kenny
to Vita
was in
as well,
that picture, so I don't think that was the new game. Spoiler.
No, that was the old. Yeah. Spoiler. Yeah. So now they're just doing the whole like end video montage, showing
it's
us
a
all
montage.
The games.
Maybe it's, a game. Maybe, it's, maybe it's a game about what happens to Kenny when he goes down the hole.
Perhaps you could make a montage about montage. Yeah, what happens to Kenny is he gets his face eaten.
Kenny's not dead.
So that's the you, Kenny's the lie? Is that what you're trying to say? Greatness awaits.
What are they going to do for the next 20 minutes?
Christy gets back.
Nothing.
That was the end.
No, that's the end, dude. That's it. It's over. Next is the conference wrap-up of people talking after the show, so we don't need to cover that, because we're going to do our own wrap-up right now.
They're playing music box music, which makes me want to go to sleep.
Don't go to sleep. Let's talk. So PlayStation 4, the biggest takeaway from this is the price, the no DRM stuff, right? Am I wrong here?
I don't
yes.
know. I think that's big, but I think maybe they're not telling us everything, because I keep hearing these rumors about it's up to the publisher.
So let's tackle some points here real quickly. So, and again, Rich, you can yell at me because I'm going to be a little bit of a naysayer, because there have been some things that kind of get glossed over in this event. So PlayStation Plus now requires, you have to have PlayStation. If I could talk right now, it would really help.
You have to have PlayStation Plus to play multiplayer.
Yes.
No big deal.
That's a big change.
It's a big change, but it doesn't.
Been doing it for the last 5 years.
No, but where it is a big deal is they said $3.99 for the PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, but
well, guess you need to buy PlayStation Plus to get multiplayer. Yeah. It's an added cost. Just saying. Yeah. I know it's not a big deal. You're gonna get it.
Listen, but there's added value as well, because But if you buy PlayStation Plus, it's not like Xbox Live Gold, where you pay for Xbox Live Gold so you can play multiplayer and that's it.
But this is the Xbox Live Gold has now transformed. Basically, the two services are identical now.
Not necessarily. You say that, but I think as far as giving away the free games on a monthly basis, I think Sony have got a head start on that at the minute.
Microsoft has given you Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2.
Exactly.
Nothing like giving me some 5-year-old games to make me happy.
Yes.
Gentlemen, all I'm pointing out is the services are basically on equal footing.
No, they're not.
They're both putting multiplayer behind a paywall. They're both giving you free games monthly. I don't care if it's, you know, games that you don't like or it's games you do like. They're both giving free games away.
It has nothing to do with the games that you like or don't like. It has to do with Halo 3 on eBay is worth $2. I'll pay $2. I don't care. Right?
I get what you're saying, but what I'm trying to explain to you is that
I understand your point, and I'm saying you are wrong. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying I'm right.
No, you are not.
Just because their first two games are games that you don't value and you say I can get them fairly cheap anyway, doesn't mean they're not
free.
They're
giving you old games that everyone who wanted to play has played already anyway. So it's not, they're not really giving you anything.
And if you looked at the PlayStation Plus lineup of games over the past few years, they did the exact same thing.
Not as old. I haven't bought PlayStation.
In some instances, yes. In some instances,
PlayStation Plus either, because
the point is it's going to vary from month to month.
Yeah.
But they're both giving you free games now. Microsoft absolutely answered and ponied up because of Sony. This is a feather in the hat to Sony. I'm happy that Microsoft changed their thing around. What I'm getting at is the initial cost of entry for someone like Rich is not going to be $3.99. It's going to be $3.99 plus $50.
Yeah, but it would be the same if it was an Xbox.
No, because Greg can tell you that Xbox One is going to give you 12 months of Xbox Live free if you buy it on day one.
Yeah, on day one. I was never going to buy anything day one. So I'm still in the same boat I was in. So it is completely equal footing. I would be paying the price for the box plus the extra that it's going to cost me for the year.
Fantastic. I'm just trying to point out some of the subtleties that didn't get talked about in the conference.
Yep.
Okay. So PlayStation Plus,
I take that on board.
Its multiplayer is behind the paywall now. That's the only part of it that I was really trying to get.
Xbox One Day One console includes a limited edition controller, a token code to unlock the Day One achievement.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to buy one day one now.
Yeah. But so there's that. What was interesting about the PlayStation stuff in terms of Drive Club, Rich, and I only picked up on this because they were talking about Drive Club PS Plus Edition. I don't know if that's the full edition or if it's going to be like a toned down edition. It was weird that they described it as Drive Club PS Plus Edition, as opposed to just you're getting Drive
Club. If I was to forward think that, I would say that it's probably going to be something along the lines of you'll get initially a stripped down version of that game for free, yeah, and then it will have microtransactions in it. But you would also probably have the alternative of going out and buying the disc and then having absolutely everything on it.
Well, of course, you always have the alternative to buy the disc.
Yeah.
The other thing is the DRM stuff. So good on Sony. They're not requiring any kind of 24-hour check-in. So people with shitty internet connections, Christopher Matthew.
I do have a shit internet connection. Freaking.
It's not going to be an issue. The DRM stuff, they said that they're not going to have any kind of DRM on their games, that they're not instituting any kind of system. But we now know this is basically the same thing they said back in February when they did the reveal, because they have since said in interviews, well, we're still leaving that up to the publishers if they want to put in some kind of DRM. Now, that all said, I don't think there's any publisher out there right now that wants to touch this topic with a 100-foot pole.
No, not public.
This has become electric.
This is one of Microsoft's great mistakes, is they have given the publishers what they want, and they're taking the PR hit for it. And they're like, all right, we're going to do this. And everybody's pissed, and they're just like, okay, we're going to do this. It's interesting, and maybe we'll talk about this in more detail next week. It'll be interesting to see which one of them gains and which one of them loses in the long run. Because Sony saying they're not going to do the DRM is going to make gamers happy, which might get them some initial console sales, but it also might cost them content, which might suffer long-term console sales. I don't know. But if they get a large install base right away, hint, hint to the gamers out there thinking about where you're going to spend your money, then maybe they'll get more exclusives later.
Yeah. But yeah, so focusing back in on Sony.
I was just talking about Sony.
No. I know. I didn't want to dovetail into the Microsoft part of it. I want to try and keep this focused on Sony. I think those were the key, like, kind of unsaid things. The only other thing that I know of is the camera is not bundled in with the console, which I know many gamers are happy about.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I think that's also why they were able to keep it at $399. So that's a separate price if you want the camera to do the motion stuff with the controller, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I thought it was let's face it. Sony knocked it out of the park, especially in the last 20 minutes of that conference when they made their big announcements. Up until then, I thought this was it was an okay conference. It wasn't wowing me, but they really, you know, they came through with some big announcements that everybody wanted to hear.
Yep.
And the price especially, I think, won them great favor with everybody because, hey, price point, you know, even if it's a, you know, if there's going to be additional cost for whatever you want to add in, doesn't matter. When you look at the sticker, you're seeing $399, and that is what you're basing all your opinion on. Rich, I know you're super excited for the PlayStation 4 now. Is this something? Are you going to try and get this day one, or are you holding off? What's your battle plan now?
Along the lines of what I was talking about last week, for me now it's two branches I'm going to go off on. I'm either going to do the thing where I said I'd go and get a PS3 to catch up on them games that I never got a chance to play, which is what we spoke about last week or previously.
Right.
But now, seeing the price and seeing the stuff that's possible on it, the other option is I could possibly see myself weighing in for a PS4. Not day one, but, you know, Christmas period possibly. Or then the other wild card is still the PC thing. I put that question out to Twitter, saying, you know, what can you build for the price that we're talking here, like £329? Now I got a ridiculous answer back off Pete Red Dog, which was basically a PC that added up to being £5,000. And it was spec'd up based on these 12-core new MacBook
Pros
that have come. The Mac, the desktop Macs that have just been redesigned and everything.
Oh, the new Mac Pro.
Mac Pro, yeah.
Yeah.
That came in at about $5,000. So I was asking him if that was going to last me for the next 30 years. And he said quite possibly. But now, in all honesty, I don't think, I mean, I'm not like a big PC builder or anything, but I don't think I'm going to get anything. Chris, you'll probably know more about this than me. I'm not going to get anything equivalent for £329, am I?
Probably not, but you remember the consoles are going to be sold at a loss initially. So, you're not going to be able to build quite that much. Although I don't know. I mean, you could certainly build an 8 gig system with a 2 gig boot. You could probably do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, here's the thing, right? Conversation I had.
Let me just interject this real quick.
All right.
My PC I built in January 2012. Already then had 16 gigs of RAM. It's DDR3, not the GDDR5, but 16 gigs of DDR3, a quad core processor, and 2 gigs of dedicated video memory. And that was a year and a half ago. So yeah, I think you could get pretty close.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
Basically along the same lines, I was talking to Steve Conger about, because he was looking to potentially build out a system, and we were talking about AMD has just released their PC version of the chipset that basically Microsoft and Sony are using in their consoles right now, which is basically the CPU and GPU all on one, one silicone. And he said their like kind of high end model of that was like $150.
Yeah.
That's amazingly cheap when you think about you're getting your CPU and GPU all together.
The AMD APUs. Yeah. I was looking at those. They're not that expensive.
And you know, I mean, it still doesn't, you know, it's still not getting you the full system, of course. I mean, you still have to get your RAM and your casing and your power supply, that kind of thing. But it gives you a nice leg up. And if you're getting something similar in performance wise, not optimized like these are, but you could build out a fairly nice PC probably at $500. All said and done, and and you're probably putting somewhere close to 32 gigs of RAM in there as opposed to 8.
Yeah.
Again, DDR3, not GDDR5, but still.
And, you know, and then the thing people will say about it is, I've heard a lot of people say, well, the PC has a lot of memory tied up running the operating system, and that is absolutely true, but. Especially with the 360, with its ability to be looking for you to grab the screen and jump back to the middle or whatever, that operating system, while not chewing up as much as Windows 7 or Windows 8, I'll bet that operating system is going to be using a bit of your RAM as well while you're...
The Xbox One?
Xbox One, I'm sorry, yes, Xbox One.
Yeah. Supposedly it's rumored and rumored to be like upwards of 3 gigs, but... A lot of that is just reserved for the operating system. So how much it's actually using, who knows?
Right.
But you have to remember, it's also 3 operating systems in the Xbox One, not one. They have 3 separate operating systems running in that system.
In the Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that'll be flawless.
Yeah, they have the Windows kernel, then they have the Xbox One gaming operating system, and then they have the... there's an operating system that kind of is linking the two. That's like a hyperlink or hyper-vware or something like that. I forgot what it's called, but, so there's actually 3 operating systems in it. So
interesting.
Well, my takeaway, we're talking about Sony's, my key takeaway is, they brought it back to what I wanted it to be. The whole thing that what I was saying before was it just seemed like they was making everything too complicated. And what I'm hearing now is not complicated. It is, you buy a box, you can get your games, you can put your games in, you can play them. And so that makes me just think console method still is viable for me. So,
I think they learned a lesson with the PlayStation 3 release. When the PlayStation 3 came out at $600 and everybody's like, I'm not paying $600 for a games console. They weren't going to do that again.
Chad Warden did.
Yeah, well, Chad Warden did, absolutely.
Wipes his ass with $600.
I'm trying to remember how much I paid for mine. It wasn't quite $600, but I did.
I think I waited for it to come down to $300.
I didn't wait that long, because I still have one of the old, like, mine is still the original, I think it's the original 60 gig, so I still have the backwards compatibility. It still looks like a George Foreman grill.
Nice.
Not that I've used the backwards compatibility at all.
Yeah, I think backwards compatibility is a bit overrated. I understand.
It would be important. So, for instance, I think backwards compatibility, even in its limited state, is what pushed the Xbox 360 forward. Because when the Xbox 360 came out, there wasn't a very good games library for it, but you could get a good back catalog from Xbox. Because that's all I played for about the first 6 months that I had my Xbox was old, or my 360 was old Xbox games. that I hadn't played before because I didn't have an Xbox.
I don't argue that it was potentially, it was a good step for Microsoft to have a backwards compatibility component, even though it was software emulation as opposed to hardware. Mm-hmm. What I think backwards compatibility, where it really becomes an important factor, and this is why I think Sony and Microsoft both didn't really feel it was necessary at launch. It's if you have a ton of games coming out at launch and you have a lot, then backwards compatibility is not that big of a deal. But when you only have, three or four games coming out at launch, like in the past, we've seen systems launch with like six games. If that's the case, then you need backwards compatibility because you need something beyond the six games because people are going to get bored. But it sounds like both these consoles and just this, quite honestly, it started with the Xbox 360 and the PS3. I mean, the PS3 launched with 27 games. They had a very robust launch lineup. I think backwards compatibility is going to be less of an issue for this generation just because there's going to be so much content there.
Yeah, I agree.
In and around launch.
I agree.
And it gives them an opportunity when they don't have backwards compatibility to turn around and sell your retro games, which absolutely is the new business model these guys want to have.
Well, Nintendo's been doing that with great success. So why not?
Yeah, and you can resell them dirt cheap. You could sell it for, hey, we're giving you Killzone 2 and Killzone 1 $5 each or less. You could even sell them for $3 down the road.
Speaking of great deals, Rome Total War Gold Edition, $1 on Steam if you like your strategy games.
There you go.
Nothing to do with Sony.
Yeah, not. Not really.
No, I was impressed with I was impressed with the Sony press conference. I was impressed with the games they showed.
That came across as well, Chris.
Well, not all of the games, but there were enough games in there. So let me put it this way. I really want to play this Watch Dogs game, and so that might force me to buy, not force, because I've not been forced to do anything. That might entice me to buy one of these consoles sooner than I might have otherwise. And if I do, it would be the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
I think for me, I still am, we'll save this for next week. I'm not going to go into what entices me or not entices me.
Oh.
I'm still very much on the fence on which console I want to get. I want to see hands-on with these consoles. I want to see people showing me what reality is versus what the promises have been.
I'm going to take back everything.
What the interfaces are. Okay.
Sorry. I just discovered that Watch Dogs is available on the PC.
Sorry, Sony. But no, I think I really need to see more of the UI, more of, are they really snappy and fast? Or am I better off getting a PC? Because that is a big question that's starting to creep into my mind is, maybe I don't need one of these consoles because I could play Titanfall on the PC.
Well, here's the thing to think about. How are you set for computers in your house now? Are you due for a new computer?
Yeah, that is something that is probably coming up on the horizon.
Because then I would say if you don't use your laptop as a laptop, like if the laptop is just a small computer, then really, if you're about to replace your computer anyway, you can actually save some cash by just building, get a PC that will do your average household stuff and then build it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting next few months. And let's face it. We still have more E3. There may be some more announcements from Sony. I know they didn't have PlanetSide 2. I thought they would be showing that because that's coming to PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Last Guardian. Ooh, where's that?
Last Guardian.
We're never going to see that.
Yeah. I think we're still going to see that. I just wonder if maybe they're holding that off, maybe for Gamescom, maybe Tokyo Game Show. They've teased about Last Guardian still coming. I mean, what was it? Yoshida, whatever his name is, on his Twitter account was saying, we're going to be showing off the last, and then dot, 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 of us. So, they're well aware people want to know where the Last Guardian is. And they keep saying it's still in development. At least that was the last word. So I have a feeling it's still coming. It's just not going to make it it's not going to show up here.
Quick projection ahead. There was little mentions of stuff that was going to be revealed. What you was talking about, Greg, rumored to be revealed at Gamescom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does Valve and Steam have any sort of presence there?
You know, I'm sure they do because, you know, Europe and well, Germany especially is a very big PC gaming market. Yeah. I gotta say, Valve and the Steam Box has been kind of a pretty big disappointment ever since they made that one announcement. They've just gone, you know, quiet about it. And maybe that's on purpose. Maybe they really are still building it and it's on the back end, but geez Louise, some information, some kind of, hey, it's still coming would be nice. And we just haven't been seeing that.
Shipping with Half-Life 3 in stores tomorrow.
Yeah. With DRM and online connectivity.
True. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think this does it for our PlayStation 4 Sony reveal conference E3 thingamabobber. We will be coming back next week. We'll have our E3 wrap-up show. And, you know, we'll catch up on community mailbag. I'm sure the inbox is growing by the day.
I do wonder before we sign out for next week.
Yeah.
Here's the question for next week. Xbox One or PlayStation 4 or a new PC? What are you thinking and why? I put a thread up in the forum about the same thing, getting some pretty good traffic so far. So, keep it coming.
Yes. So go check out the poll, go check out the thread, and I guess until then, enjoy the rest of E3. There should be more excitement. We'll be posting up the podcasts. This podcast will be going up on Wednesday. The Microsoft Conference podcast is already up, and I'm going to try and stay on top of some of the big trailers and get those up on the site as well so people can check that out as well. That's it. We're done, guys.
Can't believe you said thingamabobber, Greg.
Thingamabobber.
I like thingamabobbers. They're important.
Hashtag deal with it.
Hashtag thingamabobbers.
Chris, just get that.
No, it doesn't.